What ho there! Tomorrow, GT6 will attempt a rendezvous with GT7, and you'll hear about preparations for this exciting event in a few minutes during your rendezvous with Monitor 65. I'm Gene Rayburn, and as we go spinning around the weekend world, we'll pick up comedian Woody Allen 2 minutes from now, but first, let's pick up some of the latest music by Jimmy Sedler. It's titled Dulcinea. Ding-ding. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Now it's Monitor on stage. Monitor on stage, star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. At the Shadows in Washington, D.C., here is Woody Allen.
I was kidnapped once. I was standing in front of my schoolyard, and a black sedan pulls up. And two guys get out, and they say to me, do I want to go away with them to a land where everybody is fairies and elves? And I could have all the comic books I want, and chocolate, and wax lips, you know? And I said yes, you know? And I got into the car with them. They drive me off, and they send a ransom note to my parents. And my father has bad reading habits. So he gets into bed at night with the ransom note. And he read half of it, you know. And he got drowsy and fell asleep. And then he lent it out, you know. Meanwhile, they take me to New Jersey, bound and gagged. And my parents finally realize that I'm kidnapped. And they snap into action immediately. They rent out my room. The ransom note says for my father to leave $1,000 in a hollow tree in New Jersey. The FBI surround the house. Throw the kid out, they say. Give us your guns and come out with your hands up. The kidnappers say, we'll throw the kid out, but let us keep our guns and get to our car. The FBI says, throw the kid out. We'll let you get to your car. But give us your guns. The kidnappers say, we'll throw the kid out, let us keep our guns. We don't have to get to our car. The FBI says, keep the kid. The FBI decides to lob in tear gas, but they don't have tear gas. So several of the agents put on the death scene from Camille. Tear-stricken, my abductors give themselves up. They're sentenced to 15 years on a chain gang, and they escape, 12 of them chained together at the ankle, getting by the guards posing as an immense charm bracelet.
Woody Allen, recorded live at the Shadows in Washington. Another of the many star performances Monitor on Stage brings to you every weekend. Now a current musical success sung by Johnny Mathis from the Broadway show of the same name, On a Clear Day.
On a clear day, rise and flip around.
Another report on GT7 shortly. We have time for another Monitor space quiz now. The question, who was the first American to make a space flight? And I'll give you a choice. This is multiple choice time. It's either John Glenn, Scott Carpenter, Alan Shepard, or John Young. The answer in 1 minute here in the Monitor Beacon.
Live it up with Lee Leonard, weekday afternoons on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. But doesn't everybody know how to breathe? No, some people are finding it more and more difficult to get the vital breath of life. These people are among the millions of your fellow Americans who suffer from a long-term respiratory disease such as asthma, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, TB, or some other sickness of the breathing system. These are the people your TB Association is dedicated to helping. Christmas seals are the source of funds available to your TB Association for the work it does in support of health education, research, and the encouragement of earlier, better treatment for people with TB or other diseases of the breathing system. Nobody stops you along your way. Nobody comes knocking at your door for a Christmas seal contribution. The Christmas seal campaign, once a year, is the only appeal made by your Tuberculosis Association. Please answer your Christmas seal letter now and use Christmas seals generously on all your holiday mail.
Now, in answer to the question we asked a little while ago, who is the first American astronaut? His name is right on the tip of my tongue here. You know who it is. It's Mr. Alan Shepard. Not Mr. What's his rank now? Is he a commander? A full commander. Oh, good for him. I am Gene Rayburn, oldest living second lieutenant, and with more of Monitor, and here's the latest on Gemini.
The flight of Gemini 7, Russ Ward reporting. The spacecraft is now on its 111th revolution of the Earth, presently located over the South Pacific. The two flyers, Frank Borman and James Lovell, are now asleep. Consequently, there is no activity aboard the spacecraft. There is some activity at Houston's Mission Control Center. However, it's more in the area of dinnertime pursuits than in space exploration. Hear a report a short time ago from the voice of Gemini Control.
The crew is in a sleep period scheduled to last until 6:35 a.m. Sunday, Central Standard Time. At this very moment, the Gemini 7 is passing over China on its 110th revolution. And appropriately enough, here in Mission Control Center, we are eating a Chinese dinner, which opened up with ramaki egg rolls, barbecued ribs and wonton, almond guiding, sweet and sour pork, mandarin duck, fried rice, and steak cube. This was provided by a Houston restaurant, and the Mission Control Center personnel have gorged themselves and are ready to go into a briefing on tomorrow's rendezvous exercise.
The voice of Gemini Control. At Cape Kennedy, all is set for the launching of Gemini 6 with astronauts Sherrah and Stafford. Technicians have just completed pumping thousands of gallons of propellant into the 90-foot-tall Titan booster, and in less than 6 hours, the final launch countdown will be getting underway. Launch time, 9:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The historic rendezvous in space is to follow about 5.5 hours later, assuming all goes well. Whether Gemini 6 is brought down Monday or Tuesday still has not been decided. Once again, Gemini 7, now in its 111th revolution of the Earth. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, reporting from NBC's Space Center.
For continuing coverage of the Gemini Titan missions, including the history-making attempt at a rendezvous in space, you keep tuned to NBC radio and or television, in color, incidentally, beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow, in addition to all the special activities connected with the Gemini mission, there's Sunday Monitor, of course, in the afternoon segment hosted by Barry Nelson, who, incidentally, is to be congratulated for the great reception received by the new Broadway comedy in which he's co-starred with Lauren Bacall, called Cactus Flower. So you be sure to listen to Barry Nelson tomorrow. Now, remember this. Pay attention, folk. This Christmas is every Christmas every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. So pick up on what I'm putting down. Hey, have you ever heard something called ethnic pop music? Have you ever even heard about it? Well, you prepare yourselves for a most interesting and informative few minutes on monitor right now as reporter Art Fleming pops some suitable questions at Mr. Owen Engel.
What is ethnic pop music?
Well, ethnic pop is the label which I have given to music that I compose in the pop idiom on primitive instruments of the world and record with guitar, piano, bass, and drums.
Well, would you say you're the only exponent of this type of music, as far as you know?
Well, in the ethnic pop idiom, at least.
Mm-hmm, I see. They say that music is the universal language. Can you, Owen, demonstrate some of these unusual instruments?
Yes. Now, this instrument is from Ethiopia, and it's called a washint.
It's a long tubular piece. It looks like a piece of bamboo, is it not?
Right, and it has no mouthpiece. The mouthpiece is formed by the lips, and it would sound, if I played Ethiopian music, it would sound like this.
Is that a very old instrument?
I believe it goes back several hundred years.
I see. Not the one you have, but I mean the fact that this instrument... what is this called, the washing?
The washing has been played for several hundred years. Now, in ethnic pop, it would sound like this.
Now, can you, Mr. Engel, give us an example of some of the other instruments you have? Half a dozen here at least, that we can see. What is this one?
This is a can, and it's from Laos, and it sounds like this.
Sounds like one of these organs. Can you describe it
yes.
for the listener?
Well, actually, it is a mouth organ. It has 14 bamboo pipes and has reeds inside, very much like a harmonica. Mm-hmm. And it's the national instrument of Laos.
I see. The whole length of it, roughly, is about 3.5 feet, and it's a very light instrument.
Yes, well, they also make them 5 feet, and they sound like a full organ. Mm-hmm. And I have a very large one.
All right.
But, when I got together with my group, with my guitarist and the piano and bassist and drummer, we decided that the composition I had written should be played in the American hillbilly style or country style. Uh-huh. And this is what came out of it.
Now, Owen, I see you're reaching for a string type of instrument. This is called a...
This is an African harp known as a kora. And I bought this from the chap who played it at the Republic of Guinea Pavilion restaurant at the New York World's Fair last year. And this is what it would sound like. Of course,
well,
you notice...
To me, it looks like a tremendous banjo, except that the strings, instead of laying down on the arm, you have about, 20 or 30 strings... going horizontally?
Well, it's 21 strings on a flute gourd bridged over cowhide.
Oh. This is typical of what nation now, this?
Well, it's from Guinea. Originally, it's from Mali. Mm-hmm. And that extended to and became popular in Sierra Leone, Nigeria, mm-hmm. and several other countries in that area.
It's fascinating to see these instruments and to also talk with you, Mr. Owen Engel. My friends, our guest this day has been Owen Engel, musician who collects primitive musical instruments and composes music for them. He has recorded some of these compositions on an album called Ethnic Pop. Thank you so much, Owen, for giving us of your time and of your music.
It's my pleasure, thank you.
This is Art Fleming, reporting for Monitor.
now, before I dash into the night, a couple of things I want to get off my chest. Drive carefully, dear daughter of mine, wherever you are and your way to that ski mountain there. And another thing, you can find Monitor Everywhere, coast to coast on NBC Radio in Charlottesville, Virginia, on WINA. Now, don't neglect NBC during the week or later today. There's always top-quality radio fare available. Gene Rayburn here. Until next week, don't lose your cool. But I guess on second thought, in this weather, change that to don't lose your warm.
Follow the blast off of Gemini 6 tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBC Radio and Television.